We're joined now by the Detroit Public Schools Board President, Lamar Lemons. Mr. Lemons, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What does this mean for the board?
It actually means that we are still rendered powerless, but we will have some minimum influence in the academics of the district. In theory, we have control over academics, and the judge did say that he would provide oversight and actually be an arbitrator between what is academics and what is financial.
Are you satisfied with this decision?
No, I'm not satisfied because he also maintained the status quo for all the plans, which includes academic plans, that the emergency manager had made, which is the same person who is now called the emergency financial manager.
And you're referring to Roy Roberts.
I am referring to Roy Roberts.
What are you specifically concerned about in the plans that Roy Roberts has put forth?
First of all, he is jettisoning over 11,000 to 12,000 of our students into and what's called an educational achievement authority. And that's for the lowest 5% of students that will perform, schools that were performing. Now, remember, the school may be of the lowest 5%, but what you should know is that they it's for three consecutive years, which would be their entire tenure of the two consecutive emergency managers that we've had, both Robert Bob and Roy Roberts. So they're failing because they failed them, and they're in those schools because they refused to organize because it was their intent to take those schools from the district.
Why do you believe there was an intent to take the schools from the district? Who gains from that?
Certainly the private corporations, contractors, and you take those things away from the elected body and then people award those contracts to their friends and cronies.
Now, the Educational Achievement Authority doesn't go into effect formally until September of this year. So there's not really a track record on whether or not that plan will be successful for those schools.
Exactly. In fact, as a matter of fact, it is just another one of consecutive experiments. We like it into the Tuskegee experiment of the mind with our children, and they've always failed abysmally.
In that case, what is the alternative? Clearly, Detroit Public Schools is struggling, has been struggling for some time. If the board was in control, what would be different?
A myriad of things would be different. First of all, people keep saying our district has been struggling for some time. The state has had control over our district for 11 of the last 13 years. When the state first took over the district, our test scores were in the middle of the state. We had a $100 million surplus. The state took it over and gave the district back to the district where they quadrupled the percentage of failing schools. They had turned $100 million surplus into a quarter of a $1 billion deficit, and they put that on the poor taxpayers of the city of Detroit to try to rectify. When the elected board couldn't rectify it, then they used the deficit that the state created as a rationale to retake the district, and they've had the district ever since.
What would the board do differently?
First of all, we're in a competitive environment with the cap lifted off of charter schools, so we would increase the number, and we still may attempt to do this, the number of application schools. And then we would have intensive support schools, similar to the EAA, only but with our control and without you taking the money out and putting it into private hands, but putting those monies in the classroom. Our class sizes would be a fraction of the class sizes that they have in the Detroit public schools. Those are the primary things we would do.
So under the ruling today, what's next for the board?
Well, we're going to craft our curriculum, and we're going to evaluate the personnel. We're asking for an immediate bifurcation of academic and financial personnel. Best thing that happened from it is the judge is going to oversee and mediate between the two bodies for the next 82 days.
Lamar Lemons is Detroit Public Schools Board President. Mr. Lemons, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.